puppy. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. My deep breath.
You'll be fine. Okay, then I will talk to you later.
Can you make a little bit louder?
It's the reason the volume goes down a little is because now you're on the speakerphone so that it can record, and yeah. The volume is up all the way.
But it's I can adjust.
Oh, okay. All right. Good evening.
Good evening, Elias. This is Andreas, Essen's name Butler. And I'm somewhat nervous because it is the first time we have a talk.
I assure you that I am perfectly calm. And what would you enjoy discussing?
As my English abilities tend to fluctuate, I prepared a small text as a frame for issues I like to discuss.
Very well.
And I like to read it after I have been spending a few time with testing my talent on the focus focus impression game.
Very well.
So I have a few impressions. At first, my orientation, soft, focusness, political, belonging, vowels, aligned, fluctuating between tumult, sumari, hasn't changed. And I have not fragmented.
Correct.
My intent has something to do with freedom and independence.
Those would be avenues of it, yes.
A focus impression, William Butler Yeats, Irish writer, politician, directing essence.
Observing essence.
Oh. This guy spent Christmas with Oscar Wilde. I liked that. The impression, Johannes Itten, artist at Bauhaus.
Correct.
Observing essence.
You incorporate them as reverse. The first was the observing, the second is the directing.
Johannes Itten is directing. Okay. Then a soldier in Vietnam by the name Jeremy, observing essence.
Correct.
Plotinus, or Plotin in English, Greek philosopher, famous for Neoplatonism, directing essence.
Correct.
Kurt Cobain, musician, Nirvana, directing essence.
Observing.
Gaius Julius Caesar, Roman Emperor, directing essence.
Also observing.
A red jelly-like being in what is called a jelly dimension in one session. Directing essence?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
A Celtic druid by the name of Eileen. Directing essence.
Correct.
Oh, I'm somewhat stunned. I have had an experience a half year ago while I was in sleep state. But I'm a little bit confused if I have been sleeping at all. A circular field about 50 centimeters in diameter materialized above my bed, and a hand reached out, and I shake the hand, and later I took the hand and held it for a while, and later many hands, different hands, reached across the field, and we all lay our hands above each other. Has this been a connection to the Altaversity?
There is an element in that that would be connected to that, but what this action was that the initial encounter was symbolic of you connecting with yourself as essence, and all of the other hands were incorporated as imagery of all of the other focuses of you. All connected in that one sphere, which is the imagery of all of that, is one. It is all you, and your allowance of yourself to be connecting with that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Therefore, as you do incorporate some focuses and futurely at the Altaversity, there would be an inclusion of some of those focuses as being imaged in some of the hands. Very well.
I continue this game in our next meeting session.
Very well.
And I just start to read the text as the framework. I am 38 now, and I like to move away from being financially dependent on the German Employment Agency and relatives. I'm somewhat successful in trading used books, so I have achieved somewhat of financial mobility or less doom in this area. I have some skills in media design and web design programming and like to start a successful project. I have one big problem. I am a male maiden, so to speak, at the age of 38 and often feel great desire for romance or erotic adventures, which has the tendency to cause great confusion and to disrupt my endeavors in becoming financially successful in the mentioned area. There also is some confusion around being soft-oriented. For example, I have a plan to establish... I'll just read over the whole text and state the questions later again. For example, I have a plan to establish an internet portal around photography with a partner and have doubts if this would be an endeavor which runs contrary to my orientation or not. Or is this hesitancy related to my issues? I also like to address how to cope with the romantic erotic issue so that this does not disrupt other areas of my life.
Very well, stop. Let us address to these points first. Now, in this, how do you view romantic expressions as being interruptive or disruptive of what you want to generate in relation to business?
Okay, the point was that is that the lack of this romantic relationship causes is difficult for me, and my plan would be to address this business first in my life, to generate successfulness in this area, and then address or explore romance.
Very well.
And I'm confused. There's a question: if this is would be an effective approach for me, because I feel like I'm overwhelming myself if I address these two issues together.
I'm understanding, and I may express an agreement with you that you could very well generate an overwhelmingness if you are moving into attempting to address to both directions simultaneously. For Adam, that can create somewhat of a disappointment, and that can be discouraging, rather than allowing yourself to move in one direction and allow yourself to begin accomplishing and subsequently begin to address in another direction. Which, let me also express to you, as all that you do is interrelated, it's interconnected, when you begin to move forward in a successful direction in one area, that will also be affecting in other areas, in other directions that you engage, allowing you to more effectively generate what you want in an easier manner, for you are already beginning to move in successful expressions in one direction. This also allows you to focus and engage less distraction, which concentrates your energy more and allows you to accomplish more successfully. Therefore, if you are choosing to move in the direction of the business first, I would be quite encouraging. In this, it is also a matter of not distracting yourself with concerning yourself of relationships, but allowing yourself to genuinely be focused in the direction of the business first, and reinforcing your confidence and your trust of yourself by generating successfulness in that area. Are you understanding?
Yes. I have expressed beliefs or influences of beliefs that tell that this is a need, the erotic, romantic, psychological, or whatever. Which at times, but it's not true. I can do without.
Perhaps that may be an element of the difficulty, is that you are generating a thought process of somewhat black and white, that you either will incorporate this expression or you will not. Therefore, it is either a matter of generating it or, in your terms as you have expressed, doing without. Which is somewhat harsh, for it is not actually a matter of doing without, as you express, but generating priorities that will allow you to create more of a balance. It is not that you cannot or will not be generating the relationships or the erotic, as you expressed, but that you are generating a choice to focus yourself in relation to what you view as priorities. It is not that one element must be sacrificed for another, but that it is important to establish yourself in a direction and allow yourself to be focused, and therefore allow yourself to generate success, which will be helpful to you in the other area also. For in generating the direction of the business, you increase your confidence, you generate a movement in which you can acknowledge yourself and appreciate yourself more. And those are all foundational building blocks, so to speak, that create the construction in which you can generate more of an attractiveness and therefore be projecting a different type of energy, which will allow your energy to draw to you more of what you want in the other direction. Therefore, once again, I will express, they are all interconnected. And in this, you are not sacrificing one want for another want. You are choosing one want to generate first, and in that process, you are also generating a process of success for the other direction.
Mm-hmm. Which brings me to soft orientation and business. You have offered the analogy that the challenge of the soft orientation lies in balancing the subjective and the objective, because both are continuously visible. I have the pond analogy in mind.
Yes.
I'm somewhat, I think I have a specific project. I like this internet portal. I'm somewhat confused which way to go. There are many possible avenues for me in the direction of internet media design. And I'm somewhat confused about which direction I pursue in business. And
first of all, I would inquire of you, what are you most drawn to?
It's a difficult question. I have in mind that creating this internet portal around photography would be there's a great likelihood that this could be financially successful and that I can cooperate. I have a cooperation partner and Peter, and I have had a dream in the morning. I met with Peter to introduce my concept. In this dream, I have been in a swimming pool, and there have been many children swimming around and a trainer. And suddenly one tried to kiss me. And this morning I woke up and saw, I'm a little bit like that, this portal could be like a child. And that this dream is an encouragement, that this web portal would be a good thing to do.
And I would be encouraging of you. What is your hesitation?
My hesitation, it's very technical oriented for me at first, and I have associations with soft being interested in relationships and in nature. There's also an element of this in this portal, because it's about photography and artistic manipulation of image, of photos. But it's also very technical, like programming.
Yes.
And I would say this is one hesitancy. The second point would be, I'm also a little bit confused. It would be a good project because I have alone time. I sit alone in front of my computer, do programming and maintenance. But I also connect with other individuals in meetings or through the internet.
I'm understanding. This is not in conflict or contrary to your orientation. What is your confusion in relation to your orientation? For thus far, what you have expressed to myself is quite in keeping with your orientation, and your orientation would in actuality lend itself quite well to what you are expressing in your ideas for the expression of your creativity. It allows you to be connecting with other individuals, but not continuously. It allows you time frameworks in which you can generate aloneness and concentrate and be focused, and therefore also it offers you an avenue in which you can be interactive with yourself. And that is a significant element for a soft individual. It also allows you an avenue to express your creativity in an expanded manner. The technical end of this endeavor, I can understand somewhat of your hesitation with, but in actuality, initial technicalities for most soft individuals may appear somewhat tedious prior to engaging them, but once they are engaged, they generate very effective focal points for a soft individual, which allows them to be more effective and efficient for them. It allows them to become distracted much less. And therefore, that is also a benefit.
I think, I feel I have experienced this already in a project in the past. I have another question in my mind. It is a little bit, another element of confusion is I have somewhat retreated from social contacts in the last month. I spent a lot of time alone, and I experienced a lot of confusion in the past when I worked in offices as an employee. And I think, am I correct that this is the influence of the hesitancy?
Yes, I would agree with that, but I would also express to you what you are looking to engage now is different, and therefore I would encourage you to recognize that what you want to do is to engage a different type of movement, which incorporates structure but of your design, and not necessarily the type of structure that is expressed in employment, in which you generate all of your tasks within an office space arrangement. There's more flexibility in what you are expressing as a direction now. This endeavor would offer you more flexibility, and in that would not confine you to an office as strictly. For you can engage the action and the details with more mobility, for you are generating the actions in relation to your computer, and that can be generated in more locations than merely one office, which allows you more flexibility and allows you also to be more directing of yourself and your design than merely incorporating the tasks as being delegated to you by another individual that is directing you in what to do. The action that you are expressing is your own design and allowing your own creativity, involving other individuals, but not necessarily generating the environment of an office. Now, futurely you may choose to incorporate that, but you will have already established that flexibility that it is not necessary for you to occupy that space arrangement continuously. Are you understanding?
Yes, I have my home office now.
Yes.
I found your information encouraging, and I think it's better to discontinue our discussion because I'm through with my questions for now.
Very well, and we can continue in our next meeting, and we will continue with our discussion in a new direction. And I shall express my encouragement to you and a reminder that I am always present.
Okay, goodbye, Elias.
Very well, my dear friend. I offer to you great appreciation and dear friendship. Au revoir. Hello. Uh-huh. So, it was a good thing that I told you what I told.